The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The word of God we want to consider today is our gospel reading for this past Sunday from Luke chapter 12, verses 13 to 21, where Jesus told the parable of the rich fool. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." Jesus replied, "Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you?" Then he said to them, "Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." And he told them this parable. The ground of a certain rich man produced a good crop. He thought to himself, "What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "This is what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I'll say to myself, 'You have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry.'" But God said to him, "You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with anyone who stores up things for himself, but is not rich toward God." My dear friends in Christ, in the spring of 1981, there was a young man who began an adventure in the Alaskan wilderness. He had a pilot take him to this north area, secluded area, to photograph the natural beauty and the mysteries of the tundra. And he had with him plenty of photo equipment. He's had like 500 rolls of film, several firearms, and 1,400 pounds of provisions. And as the months went by, he recorded things in his diary. He talked about at first the beautiful view and everything that he got to see. But then as time went by, it became this pathetic record of a nightmare. In August, he wrote, "I think I should have used more foresight about arranging my departure." He waited and he waited, but no one came to rescue him, to take him away from that beautiful tundra. In November of 1981, he died. And an investigation into what happened of his death, it revealed out that he had carefully mapped out his venture, but he had made no provision for getting home, to be flown out of the area. The young man's actions actually are quite similar to the actions of the rich fool in Jesus' parable. Both men did a lot of planning, but they forgot about the most important part of the plan. So as we consider Jesus' parable of the rich fool, let's look at the life plan of a fool and learn from the negative example here. We'll see that this rich fool's, his plans centered in storing up earthly possessions, treasures. His hopes, they focused on a life of ease and pleasure, but his plans ignored God. At the time of our reading, Jesus was speaking to a crowd of many thousands of people. Luke says, a crowd of many thousands had gathered so that they were trampling on one another. And now it's great to hear that there were these crowds of people gathered to hear Jesus. But first, what Jesus did is he warned his disciples about the hypocrisy of the Pharisees, how they acted all holier than thou. And then he encouraged those disciples to boldly witness for the Savior, perhaps because of how Jesus was taking charge of the situation there that day. There was one man in the crowd who decided that he asked he would ask Jesus to tell his brother how to properly divide the inheritance that the two of them were receiving. Jesus said to him, "Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you?" Jesus wasn't a government official or a lawyer or someone to whom the people should go for decisions regarding their legal disputes. Remember why Jesus came. He came to teach and preach God's word so that people might know him as the Savior, might know the promises of God. Jesus wasn't willing to settle their dispute for them and divide the inheritance, but he did use this man's request as an occasion to warn him and all of us against the sin of greed. Because Jesus is all-knowing, he knew from this man's heart that he hadn't asked Jesus to divide their inheritance because he wanted justice to be done. He knew that it was just a matter of greed. Jesus said, "Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. A man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." This section contains one of Jesus' strongest warnings against the sin of greed. Many unbelievers consider gaining earthly treasures as the chief purpose in this life. And, well, we as believers are also tempted to believe that, and maybe we even often act that way in our lives, as if we think about gaining earthly treasures as being our chief purpose in life. But according to Jesus, that's the life plan of a fool. Anyone who believes that the chief purpose in this life is gaining earthly treasures is like that young man, that young photographer who went to Alaska but never thought about how to leave. He isn't thinking as he should about leaving this world and its temporary treasures for the life to come. May God help us always to remember Jesus' encouragement when he says, "Seek first God's kingdom and God's righteousness." Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for all the earthly blessings you give to us. Help us to use them for our good and to your glory. But help us always to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness and enjoy your blessings now and forever. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always.